This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponocarvo. Peter, how are you?
Still waking up.
Sorry. Still, it's a morning show. This is out of Peter's comfort zone.
And, absolutely.
And our special guest co-host, Tim Van Swole. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. We are, wait a minute. I said, we're awesome. I'm awesome. Peter's still waking up.
I'm still asleep.
He's catching up, though. He's catching up. Slowly. This is a morning recording for the WDW Review, and we've got Tim prepped. And, Tim, I tell you what, I was going to take the intro of what we're going to do today, but why don't you do it? What are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about all things Port Orleans Riverside Resort.
Outstanding. So, Port Orleans Riverside. Peter, Tim, before we actually get into like the logistics, give me your impressions. Give me a quick statement of what this resort reminds you of and what the feel is when you go there. Tim, you want to go and tell us what you think?
Sure. I've never been to New Orleans, but it is what I imagine is the quintessential Deep South. You've got beautiful mansions on one area, and you have kind of more rustic cabins and lodges kind of feeling in another area. When I'm there, though, the one thing that strikes me the most is just the quiet. I love how peaceful and quiet it is at Riverside.
Nice. Peter, what do you think about
this? Can be kind of cliche, but if I'm heading there, it means I'm getting to go see Yeah Bob. So
that is that's true.
That's like the first thing I think of is like, oh, we're going to Riverside. Let's check out Yeah Bob show tonight.
That's a great point. So I'll share mine as well too. I mentioned this on a previous show. This is the resort that made me fall in love with Disney resorts. And I remember the first time that I really and frankly, I wasn't even staying. I was staying off property, but my mother-in-law was smart enough to actually stay on property. So we were picking her up on a daily basis. And I remember walking through the resort with her and my wife and my kids at the time and thinking, like, this does... Yeah, exactly. I wish my money was spent elsewhere. You always had that envy. But it felt so unique and isolated. It felt like, you know the contemporary, but it's on the monorail and it's busy and it's hustle and bustle and you can literally see the cars driving by and the buses and there's action everywhere outside of every window. But this felt different. This felt like isolated and it truly like transported you away from like the Walt Disney World Resort and like the immersive feel was really pretty much overwhelming with this place. So, so just briefly, I think we'd be remiss to not talk about the history of the resort, and we will talk about the factual history, but what Tim, Peter, and I uncovered is actually there's a backstory for this resort, and
wait a minute. Let's be honest. We're not the ones that uncovered this.
Yes, we're giving all credit. We're a team here. So hang on. there's a real backstory here to this. And I pulled up some information, and I'm not going to read it right now, but I encourage you to go to mouseplanet.com. There is an article by our friend Jim Corcus called The Forgotten Story of Dixie Landings. So I heard this before, too, on another podcast, and I remembered it was the Dixie Landings podcast with Scott Campbell and Matt Howey. They actually read this. But fact of the matter is, guys, if we read this, it would take us at least 20 to 30 minutes to read the backstory, but it's entirely fascinating. There are characters devised, and there's a story. There are, it deals with building these mansions and then going downstream and building the Alligator Bayou section. It deals with amazing characters and Buford Honeyworth III and colonels. So there's an incredible backstory to this resort. However, that's not our purpose today. We are just going to talk about the resort walkthrough as it stands right now. But before we touch base on that, we should mention Disney's Dixie Landings Resort, and this is a quote from Jim's article. It opened in February 2nd, 1992, and it was themed to the antebellum South of steamboat travel, formal garden parties, mint juleps on the front porch, and more. It was inspired by rural Louisiana and nestled alongside the picturesque Sassagoula River, which is the Native American term for the Mississippi. Okay, in 2001, to try to eliminate any negative connotations associated with the Old South, including a cotton mill that suggested the slavery of the pre-Civil War era, as well as the word Dixie itself, the resort was formally merged into Disney's Port Orleans Resort to become Port Orleans Riverside. Riverside is divided into two distinctly themed parishes, the stately White Column Magnolia Bend Mansions, reminiscent of the Old South, and the quaint backwoods cottages of Alligator Bayou, themed after the Cajun country. So that is a quote from The Forgotten Story of Dixie Landings by Jim Corcus, and that is the legitimate truth, that this was a different resort called Dixie Landings. Tim, did you ever stay when it was called Dixie Landings?
No, we didn't start staying there until quite a while after that.
Okay. Peter, you ever stay when it was called Dixie Landings?
I've never stayed.
Okay. So I didn't stay when it was Dixie Landings. I know that actually when it changed over, you know, much like everything, if you grew up going to that resort, if that was your family's place, you felt like that was not necessarily a appropriate measure. But with the ability to look back on things, I think we can all agree to try and eliminate the negative connotations. It was probably a good decision to rebrand. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so.
Peter.
I'm very much a minority in this situation because I look at it from a history standpoint. Okay. It's part of the history of our nation.
Okay.
And to try to just kind of wipe it away and pretend that that was never the case isn't right to me.
Okay.
I'm not saying what happened then was right, but it did happen.
Well, I think only
and
from
to the... try to ignore it to me seems to kind of like just kind of try to wipe it away as if it never were.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong, but I could agree upon like the Disney standard of trying to go and provide an environment where it is a...
I can too.
You know?
I mean, I see both sides of the coin. It's just my personal feelings are on one side of it, but I can completely understand why they did it.
All right. So let's talk specifics here. So Tim, when you're driving up, have you rented a car to go here, or are you always transported via Magical Express?
I have never driven on Disney property myself. I've always had the pleasure of somebody else taking me. We take Magical Express and then Disney transportation everywhere on property.
So wait a minute. So hang on. So you just legitimately have people escort you around on the buses and whatnot. You've never actually had to deal with a crazy hustle and bustle around Disney Springs in your rental car where you're, it's like a video game trying to find parking. None of that.
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right.
If Magical Express is free, I'd be silly not to take advantage of it.
It's all very, very true. Peter, you are, obviously you're a local right now, but when you used to go, did you used to drive? Have you driven there? What do you remember about that? Magical Express to yourself?
This is going to be crazy. I've only gone there since I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
You never experienced the resort.
I was never there as a tourist. Like, I shouldn't say as a tourist, but as a non-local, I was never there.
Wow. Okay, very.
So I've only ever driven to Riverside in my own vehicle.
Okay. So let's talk briefly. So essentially the location, the specific address is actually, it's called 1251 Riverside Drive, but it's off of Bonnet Creek Parkway. So when you're driving, I'll give you an idea of where it's located. When you're driving past Disney Springs and you're headed towards Epcot, you see a sign and it's got a van on it and it's a Disney Vacation Club sign. Or you may notice the old Key West sign in the corner, what would be on the right side if you were heading towards Epcot. That's Bonnet Creek Parkway. If you turn right, you're going to head down the road. You're eventually going to see a few intersections, and like one of the first stoplights, if you made a right-hand turn, would take you to Old Key West. It would take you to the Treehouse Villas. It would take you to Saratoga Springs. But if you kept on going straight, you would first come across Port Orleans French Quarter. A little further down the road is the entrance to Port Orleans Riverside, and then right across the path is that Best Friends Pet Care Center. This is where you first kind of get the feeling you're in a different location and a different resort. As you pass through security and you first cross the Sasagula River right there, you notice this massive building in the distance, and it's shaped differently. It's not shaped like a resort like you would imagine. It is shaped very thematically. So, Tim, take us to like the check-in area. Describe the check-in area and like what that features, if you would, please.
So the main lobby is themed after it's basically referred to as the Sasagula Steamboat Company.
Okay.
So the lobby's all themed after the inside of an actual riverboat. And all around the main entry area, there are signs adorning like the tops of decorative columns with different ports of call all along the Mississippi River, different names of cities that are stopped. So it's just very... Deep South antebellum kind of feeling stuff, and all of the props are kind of steamboat themed.
And you know what? We should actually make the point right here that outside of Peter being a local right now, we're all from the state of Illinois. So our experience with the Deep South, it only comes from really from what we read, what we've seen, and like the impression we get here. So if you're listening and you live in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and we've offended you, we apologize.
Don't kill us,
Northern boys. We're doing the best we can here. So
this is my only perspective on that.
Our history is what Disney created for us. So anyways, let's talk about, there are so many things to discuss, food options, recreation options, the architecture, but first things first, we're at, what is honestly is a building that represents like a steamboat port. Tell us what we can do there and what's there. Tim, Pete, tell us what's going on there in the building.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, I mean, you know me, I'm going to food options first, right?
Okay. So let's talk about it.
Because nobody's ever listened to the show before and expected that.
Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, so you've got Riverside Mill, which is their food court.
Okay.
And you have Boatwright's Dining Hall, which is... I've never eaten at. I believe it's more of a, like, sit-down, but, like, not... It's not a signature restaurant by any stretch, but it is a table service. If I remember correctly.
You're right. Yeah. There's a long hallway that you got to... You literally pass by here, and it's not necessarily separated. It is wide open for you to kind of look in with a huge... I want to almost say like the skeleton of a ship. They're creating right. A boat as part of the theme of the restaurant. So yeah, you would pass by Boatwright's Dining Hall on the way to the Riverside, you know, the food court there. So,
and you actually pass by... the River Roost Lounge on the way to Boatwright's.
Well, yep. let me mention an option for you. Tim, Pete, would this be up your alley here? So right now at Boatwright's Dining Hall, for the dinner option, they've got a bunch of things. Jambalaya, right? General Fulton's Prime Rib, the Nashville Hot Chicken, Deep South Shrimp and Grits. How about this? I'm going to exempt myself from this. The All You Care to Enjoy Chef's Platter. Ribs, Nashville hot chicken, smoked sausage, barbecue beef brisket, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, street corn, and green beans. How's that sound for you boys? Would you boys be happy at that?
Done.
Done.
Yeah, you'd have to roll me out.
Tim and Pete with an all-you-care-to-enjoy chef's platter. Awesome. $33, by the way, too, just so you know.
The crawfish mac and cheese on the menu, though, really seems to call to me, though. I think that's what I would be drawn to.
The mac and cheese?
The crawfish mac and cheese, yeah.
Okay. Okay, that sounds really good, actually. And
$33 for all you can eat at a Disney resort?
Especially when ribs...
That's crazy cheap. Yeah,
ribs and beef brisket are two of the options. And bear in mind, I haven't eaten red meat in 14 years, but even to me, that seems like it's a pretty good price for $33. Okay, so get us to the food court, Pete. What's the options at the food court, Tim? What do they have there? What can we get?
Well, at the food court, you've got... It's your typical food court for the most part. You've got burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. One that I've never noticed when I've stayed there, I don't remember ever seeing this on the menu, but it probably would kill me if I ate it, so I probably ignored it, was the pulled pork and foot-long beef hot dog. That was something I saw listed on the menu when I was doing some research yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp platter. They've got a pizza area in their food court that serves pizzas and flatbreads. What they're known for the most, though, I think that most people love about Riverside's food court is their make-your-own pasta bar. You can go up and order your own pasta, which type of pasta you want, what toppings, what sauce you want, and they will make it right there for you right then and there. So, although I have heard, I've seen on some of the Port Orleans Facebook groups that I'm in, that there's maybe the possibility that they've taken that away in the last week or so. So it's, I'm not sure if it was a temporary thing or if it's a permanent thing, but
it's still there. Okay. I'm looking right now at their menu, and create your own pasta is still there.
They have six.
There's a carving station.
Six stations. Okay.
Yeah.
Specialty shop, prime rib melt, carved Cajun turkey club, barbecue pork, caprese sandwich, create your own salad.
Cool. And let's talk about like the theme of that food court, because sometimes you think of food courts and the food court idea is like it's a cafeteria and it's hustle and bustle. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. It is a cafeteria and it is going to be hustle and bustle, but it's not without its theming. And in fact, it might be one of the coolest themed food courts on Disney property. Tim, what do they got there? What's going on in that place?
All right. So it's called the Riverside Mill Food Court, and it is a actual replica of an old Southern cotton mill. It actually has an authentically reproduced 35-foot working water wheel, although they don't – I've noticed in recent years that they don't have it running as frequently as they used to, probably just trying to preserve wear and tear on the wheel, I'm guessing, but – it actually has a water wheel that will turn outside that's driven by the water flowing by outside, and you can see the gears and the inner workings that actually are above you as you're sitting in the cafeteria. So it's really kind of a cool experience to see all that.
It is a really cool passive experience, and if you're not paying attention for it, you might miss it. But go over and take a look at it, and look at the crazy build to actually make that work. And it's really impressive, and it's authentic, and it feels really good. And again, it used to be the cotton mill food court. So, yeah, I'm glad it's been rethemed to feature just the word Riverside. But take a look at the water wheel. It is really, really impressive. Peter, so you mentioned Yeehaw Bob. So what happens with Yeehaw Bob? How do we get there? What do we do with him?
Well, Yeehaw Bob is there a couple of nights a week. I know he is going to be on vacation soon for a few days. But the lounge that he performs in opens at 5. And he usually goes... He does two shows a night. Starts at 8:30. And it ends overall right around midnight. He... Basically, the first show is a little more family-friendly. Not that the second is not overly family-friendly. It's just a little more adult.
Correct. It's not Andrew Dice Clay by any means.
Oh, yeah, no. No, it's kind of like that PG-13.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first one's like GPG. But, I mean, he's a classic, like, lounge piano player that he gets the whole crowd involved. Everybody sings, everybody's dancing around. He's known for making his piano rock back and forth while he's playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how he does that. It's kind of scary when you see it start to sway and you're waiting for it to either break apart or fall over on someone, namely him. But he's been there since 1997.
Okay.
He's, you know, if you've never seen the show, you really should go check it out. They've got some bar snacks in there you can order. I mean, I've literally gone there and had like a late dinner and a couple of drinks and been very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of describe his show as, it's so high energy. This guy, I don't know how he does it. When you go to that show, you hold on or get run over. Either join in and have a blast being a part of it, or you are just going to get run over, figuratively speaking, because everybody's going to join in. I mean, he just gets everybody to act like a kid and have a wonderful time when they go with that show.
Yeah,
remember that show.
Remember, you're on vacation. Enjoy, you know, have fun. Forget about your issues, and everyone else there, they're having fun, and they're honestly being made to look like a fool just like you are, so don't worry about it. Peter, you mentioned food options there. So, yeah, potato puffs, you got Bayou Wings. Tim, you got hummingbird cake, you got velvet cheesecake, bourbon burger, southern fish and chips. This comes from the Disney site, and Mississippi mud pie. So there are plenty of options for food at, you know, the Riverside, the River Roost Lounge there. And if I could just take 2 seconds here and tell a story with Yeehaw Bob. In real life, I mentioned this before on many episodes ago. In real life, he performs here like a relentless, I don't know where he draws the energy, especially, honestly, at his age. He is a beast, and he gets so sweated up during the performance. He gives every effort on every night. The lounge is packed. So let's say, Peter, what time are those shows again?
The lounge opens at 5. His show starts at 8:30.
Okay.
And the last show ends right around midnight or so.
If you want to find a place to sit, if you want good seating and an 8:30 show, be there an hour in advance.
Yeah, get there at 7:30.
Yeah, get there an hour.
7:30.
No doubt about that. So Lisa and I went. We had a couples weekend about a year ago in December. We went. Our intention was to go see Yeehaw Bob. We wanted to go and experience the show. We had no kids. It was going to be great. We got there about 7 o'clock. There was nobody waiting. It was completely empty. We said, okay, we'll come back in about 45 minutes. In 45 minutes, nearly every seat was taken up. And we were like, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, we're going to miss this. We're going to have to stand in the aisle or stand back behind everybody. So there was a table, and I have the picture. There was a table with a woman and her son, and the son was like a special needs person. So she saw us standing, and she waved us over and said, you guys want to join us? And we're like, absolutely. If you don't mind sharing, we are happy to be here. And I remember the young man's name was Jeff, and Jeff was so into the show, and the mom was telling us that Jeff, this is his wish every year for his birthday is to come see Yeehaw Bob. So we got to spend it with Jeff on his birthday. And he was so into the show. He was laughing and dancing. And like, I just thought the way that Yeehaw Bob indirectly can connect to this young man here on his birthday, and he was special needs, it was unbelievable. We got pictures with Bob. We got pictures with Jeff. For that, like, 2-hour time period of our life, legitimately, like, Jeff was, like, our, like, long-lost cousin, slapping high fives and hugging us. And I thought to myself, this is exactly what Disney brings, and this is exactly what Yeehaw Bob brings every show. It was such a memorable experience. I'll never forget it. We have a picture. It's so adorable. He's got his hand in the air, and he's giving us hugs. It's a really amazing show. If you haven't seen it and you think you wouldn't like it, us three dudes represent three different personality types, and I think we would all say it's like not to be missed when you're on Disney property. So find yourself over there. I think he does Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are his
That's his show days.
Head over there. I promise you it's free. Order a drink. Relax. order some hummingbird cake, relax, you'll have a great time. And when he encourages you guys to get up or he selects you, oh, you better do it because everyone else is doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Just go with it.
If you don't, if you try to get out of it,
no.
It is only going to make it worse.
Worse. Just do it.
Just get up and do it.
Have fun. Don't worry about it. So,
and one other thing, he's very self-conscious about his hair. His hair has to be perfect.
Looks good, Bob.
So if he asks, yeah, you got to tell him his hair looks good.
Sorry.
Otherwise, the show will come to a grinding halt.
Very good. All right. Anything else about food, guys, besides the obvious they're going to have, you know, food and a bar quick option over by the pool? Anything else?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about recreation options? And besides Yeehaw Bob, that's a free show. What else can they do there, guys?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot.
Okay. Go with it.
Okay. So they have horse-drawn carriage rides. You can take an old-fashioned horse and carriage ride through the two resorts. It's a 25-minute ride that'll take you through Riverside and also over into French Quarter. They do those between the hours of like 5:30 and 9:30 at night. So it does cost. It's not free. I think it's $55 for the 25-minute ride. But and it like will take two adults and three kids on the ride. So that is one option. They also have bikes and Surrey bike rentals that you can.
That's your favorite, Chris.
Oh,
I know you love those Surrey bikes.
I end up pushing people all the time when they get stuck on the hill, but okay.
He likes to take the four-person Surrey bike by himself.
Weigh it down.
Because he's a man's man.
Weigh it down a little bit just to make sure I get a good workout, okay?
But they have a variety of different types of bikes, including a limited amount of children's bikes. They provide you with a safety helmet and so they have two-person Surrey bikes, four-person Surrey bikes as well. So rates vary. You can rent it by the hour or by the day. So that's something else. There is an arcade on property with a lot of games.
24 hours a day, the arcade's open. Okay.
Yep. There's a children's playground near the main pool. You can go cane pole fishing if you wanted to. They have a little fishing hole out near the main pool as well that they will give you a cane pole and with a hook and line and hot dogs or worms, and you can go try to catch some bluegill, bass, or catfish that they stock in this little pond. We did that once. It was hotter than blazes, and it was not my greatest experience, and we caught nothing. So you do pay for that too. It's like a half hour for like $6 per person. So, but for somebody that hasn't, you know, their kid wants to take their kid fishing for the first time, that might be a fun little experience.
I'm picturing a sweaty, hot, overheated Tim with hot dogs on the end of a fishing pole trying to catch fish. That's not a good thought right there.
No, it's not. You can definitely visualize that. You should try to get that out of your mind.
All right, so I've got the June recreation calendar up right now.
Go
ahead. And on a pretty much daily basis, they will have party games, bingo, wacky bowling, relay races, name that tune contest, Old Man Island pool party, trivia challenge.
Hang on, Pete. Hang on. The pool is called Old Man Island. It's not a bunch of old men on an island. Okay, go ahead. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, well.
I'm just going to say.
I was just going to let people try to figure that out for themselves, but you had to go and ruin it. Thanks a lot, bud.
A lot of old guys just sitting there.
See, it is Florida. You never know. I say that, and I live here. Water balloon games, arts and crafts. They have Campfire on the Bayou, which is roasted marshmallows, and for an additional charge, you can make s'mores. They have poolside yoga every morning from 8:15 to 8:45. Let's see, there's the dance party, Mickey tie-dye. That is an additional charge, but the kids can go and make their own Mickey tie-dye t-shirt. And at the end, they get a cool little souvenir that they can say that they made.
They were offering pillowcases and like towels last time too. You can upgrade to those as well too. So
then they have what they call Under the Sea Fridays from 2 to 8:30. It is themed games, prizes, and crafts, followed by a screening of The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
They have dockside drawings, select days from 3 to 4. So they will teach you how to draw a character on the docks. Yeah, I mean, they've got all kinds of different stuff here.
It's well-themed. Tim, what about... I mentioned Old Man Island. Let's talk about Old Man Island. What is that, buddy?
All right, so Old Man Island is an island, and it's like 3.5 acres total, kind of in this little secluded area surrounded by trees and things. Their pool has a curved pool slide. There's like waterfalls kind of falling down from different areas around the pool that you can kind of swim under.
A good pool slide. This is a good one.
It is a good, good slide. In the area, they do have a children's pool, a shallow children's pool, and there is a jacuzzi hot tub in the area around there as well.
Okay. So I guess map-wise, so if you had to think about this, when you enter the resort, there's a massive parking lot and the bus terminal. The first thing you're going to see, obviously, is where you check in. And the check-in, as you enter the main building, is going to be on the left-hand side. No, that's wrong. I'm looking at a map and I'm upside down. When you would walk
it's
in...
on the right side.
Yeah, it's the right-hand side, correct. On the left-hand side is Fulton's General Store. And yep. Then a little further down that hallway right there is where you would hit River Roost Lounge, then Boat Rights, then the food court. So that's on one side. And the other side is the check-in area. And as you exit, it's an oddly shaped building. It's kind of shaped like a oblong letter V. It's not like a square-shaped building. You would immediately exit the building within 50 yards of entering the building. And that's where you see like the port area where the river launch would hit. And then Old Man Island would be, I would say, probably 150 yards across a bridge right across from the main building. So it's all kind of combined by paths. It's not necessarily right next to each other, but it's relatively close to the main building is where the main pool is. So left of Old Man Island is what section, Tim? Let's talk about the architecture and the different areas of the resort. What do we have here?
So on one, if you cross the Sasagula River, you from the main lobby area, you're going to be entering the Magnolia Bend area. This is the area that is themed like old South mansions with big staircases and ornate white columns out in front, lots of magnolia trees and things around there. So it's just a really ornate, beautifully decorated area on that side. If you go the opposite direction, when you leave the lobby, you go to, as you're entering the lobby to your left, you would be heading towards the Alligator Bayou area. And this is going to be more rustically themed lodging. It's mostly themed after the Princess and the Frog movie. The rooms have a lot of touches that are from that movie directly. And it's a very quaint and unique area as well.
So total on resort, there's a little more than 2,000 rooms. There's 2,048. And there's a bunch of different tiers of rooms. You got a standard view, a garden view, a preferred location close to the main building, a king-size bed, which would just be sleeping two over on the mansion side. But in Alligator Bayou, it could sleep three because they have a pull-out bed. You get a pool view option. There's only 72 total rooms, both on the mansion side and in Alligator Bayou, that have a river view. So that's important because that's the highlight of the resort is the Sasagula River that winds its way past Riverside, past French Quarter, past Saratoga, and ultimately into Disney Springs. They also have those royal guest rooms, and they have those that are standard garden, pool, and river view. They have connecting rooms on both Magnolia Bend and Alligator Bayou. And they have 51 wheelchair-accessible bathroom rooms, 21 of which have roll-in showers. So there's a whole bunch of options, but every one of them comes with a little different cost. Obviously, standard view usually means... Well, Peter, what would standard view provide me usually?
Parking lot.
It was going to provide you parking lot, correct. Garden View will get you the look of sometimes the internal gardens, but not necessarily water, though it's entirely possible that you might have a glance at the water, either the pool or the river. Pool view is relatively easy to figure out, and the river view is going to usually face the Sassagoula River, which you can see the boat rentals, you can see the river launches, you could see the horse-drawn carriages. And if there was an upgrade at this resort, that'd be worthwhile. I don't know if it would be the character rooms, the royal rooms, the princess rooms, but the river rooms would be something that would be really desirable, because that is one of the highlights of that resort. So, Tim, when you stayed there, where did you stay? What part?
We've stayed there three times, and each of the times we've stayed in Magnolia Bend area. And we've stayed in the same manor each time. We've stayed in Oak Manor, one of the four Magnolia Bend buildings.
And this was by request or by accident you happened to get there?
The first time was just by accident, and then we loved it so much we actually requested the second two times. The first time we stayed, it was before they had the royal rooms. Mm-hmm. And it was nice, and now Oak Manor is mostly royal rooms, I believe, if not entirely. So we stayed there because we wanted to experience the royal rooms the second time, and then the third time we traveled with a friend, and she wanted to experience the royal rooms, so that's what we ended up going with the third time as well.
Okay, so as you leave the lobby area, there are two bridges for the Magnolia Bend area. And the first bridge is immediately to your right-hand side, and that's going to take you split way in between, Oak Manor and the Parterre building, correct?
Yeah.
And then if you go through Old Man Island, there's another bridge, and that takes you by Magnolia and by Acadian. So the Oak Manor building would probably be the most centrally located building of the Magnolia Bend area. Maybe the easiest to get back to the lobby, though it'd be arguable that you could figure out where your quick service options are for drinks and whatnot, but they're all pretty well located. Alligator yeah. Bayou on the other point. Now, when you leave the food court area, if you continue down and you don't go to Old Man Island and you continue to walk down the path, you get some preferred locations, specifically building 15, 14, 18. Those are right...
27.
And 27, right near the food court option. But I will say, this resort, much like Saratoga Springs, you could have a hefty walk depending on where you're at. If you're in building 34 or 35 or 24, you're looking at a a healthy morning hike to get back to the building. So make sure you use sites like PortOrleans.org to figure out where your building is located or if you want to request, because some of those buildings can be a distance from the main building, your food court, your lobby, your shop, anything along those lines.
I think that was probably the main reason why we requested Oak Manor on our return trips, because we realized that it is quite a spread out resort.
Okay. Let's talk about transportation options. Where can we go to, and how can we get there from Riverside, guys?
Buses.
Okay.
Sassagoula River boat.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Sassagoula River to where? What does it take you to, guys?
It'll take you to Disney Springs. It is a free ferry, basically, back and forth between the resorts and Disney Springs. It's a 2.5-mile ride down the Sassagoula River. It takes about 20, 25 minutes to get from Riverside all the way to Disney Springs. And it's a really nice, relaxing 20-minute ride. It does not run during lightning storms, which we've had the misfortune of a couple times trying to get caught, be waiting to get on the boat, and all of a sudden, lightning.
Absolutely. It passes by French Quarter, and it does dock at French Quarter, so if you wanted to visit that resort, and by the way, the walk between Riverside and French Quarter, it's a beautiful walk, so don't be afraid to take it. You might think it's really far, but if you time it just right, early in the morning or right at sunset or even at nighttime, it's gorgeous. Go get yourself a snack in the food court, some beignets, and walk the walk between the resorts, and it's really, really nice. So it docks at French Quarter as well, and then it goes to Disney Springs. That same river launch, if you connect with a different one, there's a bunch of resorts that kind of compete. You can take the river launch from Disney Springs, though make sure you're looking at the flags, because each color flag tells you where the boat's going. You could go to Saratoga and then back to Disney Springs. You can go to Old Key West and then back to Disney Springs, or you can take the French Quarter Riverside launch, which is a combined launch as well. What about buses? Obviously, is there a does things like water park, do they have a specific bus here, or how does the buses work here, Tim?
It's your typical Disney bus transportation. Okay. Historically, unfortunately, Riverside has kind of been not the most reliable as far as bus transportation. They tend to be off schedule more, or at least that's the way it used to be. Well, they may have improved since the moderates have started putting those monitors in showing the bus arrival times a little bit a few years ago. So they might be a little bit more on track these days with tracking things. But yeah, it's just your typical back and forth to the springs or to the different parks like all the other resorts would be.
Keep in mind they do have multiple bus stops.
Perfect.
At this resort, though. Yeah.
Where are they at, Peter? Tell us about where they're at.
So, like, for when they're not sharing a bus, because they do that early in the morning as well, the way it works, like, you'll go from the theme park, then it'll be the Riverside West Depot, the North Depot, the East, the South, and then they go back to the theme park. So if you're in a hurry to get to whatever park you're trying to get to, you want to get the bus and go straight there, you're going to have to walk over to the Riverside South Depot. Now, if you're in a hurry to get back to your room, coming back from the theme park, get off at Riverside West Depot and hoof it over to your room.
Riverside West is by Alligator Bayou, one of the furthest points, I should say. The North is in between Alligator Bayou and the Acadian Building. The East is right behind Magnolia towards Oak. And the South, that's the main depot. That's literally right off the parking lot, right by the food court, right by Fulton's General Store. So that's right off the parking lot. Okay. We should also mention the minivans are an option here as well, mm-hmm. as well as Uber, Lyft. That's an option as well. But what makes this desirable is the location. The Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter Resorts, they're pretty much in the middle of everything. They've got a great location in terms of timing to get to everything. You're really the quickest ride to get to Epcot. You're not very far from the Magic Kingdom. You're really close to the studios as well. And obviously Animal Kingdom's the furthest based on its location on property to all the resorts. But even still, based on the central location, yeah, it's pretty close. So this has a really good location right in the middle of the heart of everything. What else, guys? What else have we missed here that we should talk about as far as Port Orleans Riverside? Give us something good here, Tim. What should we talk about?
I think we've covered pretty much everything. We've covered the food. We've covered the entertainment, the transportation. Yeehaw Bob is probably the main drawing card.
Is this a DVC resort, guys?
No. It is not.
It is a moderate. They do not have a DVC moderate resort.
So when you look in the rooms, they have kitchenettes. They have the little fridges sometimes, and they have a coffee maker. But if you go to the shop, the general store, and you're expecting a lot of the same options they would have at, say, a DVC resort, like a freschetta pizza, so to speak, or those type of options, they don't have that here. This resort's got a really nice general store. It's big. It's also one of the nicest themed shops on the property. They have a really cool display in the middle of, like, Goofy getting his suit blown in his face and whatnot, and Donald, and it's really well themed. But it's designed as and this is going to come across funny, like a tourist shop. It's not like a Disney Vacation Club shop. So bear in mind, if you're looking for heavy duty items, food options for a week, you're probably not going to find as great a selection here as you would at, say, any resort that has a Disney Vacation Club. But it is large. There's plenty of resort theme merchandise. It made a comeback. For a while, they were trying to do away with resort theme merchandise, but now it's prevalent and it's making a comeback at these places. Some fine, like, China pieces, some glassware, and then if you forget, like, your swim trunks, your Crocs, your sunglasses, your sunblock, your hats, of course they have that. Plenty of toys, you know, no doubt there. Plenty of beer and wine to go in the single serving wine cups they have there. Mugs, anything that you could want as far as that goes, you got your options there.
One other thing, Chris, I know this will be a big thing for you. Port Orleans Riverside is dog friendly.
Very good.
You can bring your dogs there. They will allow up to two dogs. Mm-hmm. There is an additional $50 per room fee per night if you are bringing your fur baby, but it is there. I mean, you have that option at this resort. I know there are a number of resorts that that do allow dogs now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
this is one of them.
That's a great point. So there was this was a trial period, and it's not necessarily guaranteed. So if you book it and they have the option, great. If you have any questions, just call them at the front desk. They're going to be more than happy to help you. They're not easy.
As of our recording on, what's today, the 12th?
Yep.
11th, 12th, mm-hmm. I don't know. Early mid-June 2019.
Yep.
Dogs were welcome at this resort. It is specific areas and buildings that they will allow people with dogs to stay. So if you've made a room reservation and you've made a room request, and then you tell them after the fact, say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm bringing my dog, you may not get that room request anymore.
Gotcha. Great point. Let's go over some hours here just to make sure people are aware, because I found a correction. And front desk in Bell is 24 hours a day. The concierge is from 8 to 8. The general store is from 8 to 11. Boat Rights is dinner only. The food court, you can get breakfast from, frankly, from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, though the hot food comes out at 7. Lunch is from 11 to 5, and dinner is from 5 to 10 or 11, depending on the day of the week. The River Roost is 4 to midnight with, again, an 8:30 show for our Yeehaw Bob. I know there's two shows in a day. You can rent a bike from 10 to 5. You can swim at Old Man Island from 9 to 11 on peak season. Now, it varies in the off-season. They will close it. It is a gate, so you cannot use it after those hours or before those hours. I do know that the quiet pools, the leisure pools, you can use pretty much whenever you want. There is no lifeguard on duty, or whenever it's reasonable. If it's lightning, obviously, you're not going to use it. If it's exceptionally cold, well, that's a different story. But those are available all the time. The pool bar, 11 to 9. The fishing option from 7 to 1:30. So why would they not have fishing after 1:30, Tim? Can you speculate a guess?
It's hot.
It's Tim Van Swole sweating type hot. So it is too hot for that. Campfire on the bayou starts around dusk. And the horse-drawn carriages from 5:30 to 9:30. Peoples, if you make a trip here and you had to pick one time and one time of the day to make a trip here, make it at sunset. Come to this resort. It is enchanting. It's beautiful. It may be one of the prettiest resorts at nighttime. It's just gorgeous. So I can't stress that enough. And when you take that river launch from one resort to the other, or you take the walk, you go to Disney Springs, it feels completely separate. It doesn't feel like the hustle and bustle of like Caribbean Beach or the hustle and bustle of Saratoga, where you look across the lake and you see all the action going on. It feels completely isolated. So something really special about this place. I've hogged the last few words. Give us some last statements here, Tim, Pete. What would you tell people if they considered staying here?
This is we have only stayed at moderate resorts when we've gone, and this is definitely one of our favorites. We love staying at Riverside. That's why we stayed there three times. So I definitely would encourage people to give it a shot, if not to stay there, but definitely visit, like you said. And evening is a beautiful time, or first thing in the morning. But what is most special about it is its seclusion, that it is quiet, and you just feel like you can get away. You're in a themed area, but you feel like you can get away from the craziness that Disney can bring at times.
Good point. Peter, what about you, buddy?
Other than that, I mean, we've pretty much gotten everything. They've been refreshing this resort very regularly. They've actually just started another soft goods refurbishment last year, and they've been working on Alligator Bayou since April, so mm-hmm. that should be done just any day now, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is beloved in terms of Disney resorts, in terms of the hierarchy of resorts. Port Orleans and French Quarter, I'm sorry, Riverside and French Quarter are both beloved, and you could see why once you're there. It's really pretty special. Okay, guys. So, you know, not only are you going to listen to this show today, if you want to see the footage for this show, check out Theme Park Brothers, Michael Black over at Theme Park Brothers. We have a series called Let's Discuss, where we essentially take our resort walkthroughs and we put them to video. So if you want to see what we're talking about, check out Theme Park Brothers. It's going to be on the Let's Discuss series. Since it's June 12th today, and the show may come out in about a week or so, I suspect by the end of June, you'll have a really good quality travel video to refer to so you can get an idea of what we're talking about. But outside
really
of that,
good video at least.
Exactly. Maybe not the audio. The audio is questionable, obviously. Tim, if people wanted to ask you questions, and specifically, actually, you know what? Your wife, Amy, is a travel agent. And I know we had you on today, and Amy, I know, would have just as much information for Riverside. If they wanted to contact you or Amy, how could they get a hold of you guys? What's the best way?
Amy and I are both active members in the EDCOT community, which is the Facebook group that is associated with the Dubs. So that's probably the best place. We're both regular visitors to the group, and you can contact us through there.
Okay. How could they get a hold of us and give us the message?
Well, like Tim just said, EDCOT is probably the easiest way. You can always go to our Facebook page, the WW Podcast. We're both on Instagram. The show's on Instagram. We're on Twitter.
The WW at gmail.com. If you got an email, want to give a special shout out to Jesus Crespo. Jesus donated to our Patreon campaign, and we've got a bunch of people that have donated to our Patreon campaign. So we are, I can't even tell you the words outside of we are completely humbled and we're grateful. And we are honored you trust us to do that. So, Jesus, thank you for doing that for us as well. So, the Patreon campaign is patreon.com/thedubs if you're interested in just helping out the show. Good resources for today. Go to portorleans.org. It's a great resource. It's actually it's an overwhelming amount of information. So portorleans.org. Obviously, the Disney site, disneyworld.disney.go.com, has good information. And then one of our constant resources is going to be allears.net, and they do a great job keeping their information updated there as well too, so you can find out all you need to know about the Riverside Resort as well as French Quarter, and I'm sure that resort will come up very soon. So for my buddy Peter and my buddy Tim, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we want to wish you a great day.
See everybody.
Bye-bye.